أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of how the people who suffered from a famine, the people of that city or that town, after they had rejected these three prophets who were sent to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to wake them up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to revive them from their slumber so that they can realize and understand that they have brought about difficulty for themselves in this very dunya, but they blamed the happenings around them on the prophets, and they refused to take blame for the famine and the drought and what was happening in their town, and they failed to attribute it to the vice that they had been committing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a man who had accepted the message of these three messengers. Allah has not mentioned his name. Allah simply says, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ رَجُلٌ a man. A man came, meaning he came into the main part of the city where this discussion and where these arguments were taking place between the three prophets and the people of the town. So Allah has not mentioned his name. However, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and other authorities of tafsir and scholars of Quran, they have said his name was Habib. He was a man by the name of Habib, and he was given the title An-Najjar. An-Najjar means a carpenter. He was a carpenter by trade, and that was his profession. When these three prophets entered into the city, one of the first men and people that they had met was Habib. And he was an idolater. He was an idol worshipper. But they spoke to him and they advised him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Iman to enter into his heart. He accepted the message of these three messengers. And he gave up his idol worship. And he resorted to a cave on the outskirts of the city. That's where he lived. And he dedicated his life to the worship of Allah. The message had reached him of how hostile his people were being towards his prophets. So there were two concerns that he had. The one concern was the safety of the prophets. He knew his people, and he knew that they could do anything to these prophets. They could murder them, they could harm them, and they could kill them. The other was the concern for his people. He was really concerned about them, and he was really concerned about their well-being, and he really wanted them to accept the message of the three messengers. So when he heard of what had transpired in the city and how the people were threatening them, the people said to them, we are going to stone you to death, or we will subject you to a very painful torment if you don't give up this da'wah of yours and inviting us towards Islam. So Allah says, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَ رَجُلٌ A man came from the furthest part of the city. يَسْعَى Allah says he came rushing and running. Yas'a has two meanings. One is literally to walk at a fast pace, literally to walk as if one is almost running. The other meaning of yas'a is to walk with purpose of achievement of something. To walk with purpose, like you're on a mission and you want to get something done. So you walk with that concern. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ O you who have brought Iman, when the Adhan is called out on the day of Jumu'ah, then فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Then proceed towards the remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah is referring to the khutbah that takes place in the masjid. But Allah uses the word فَاسْعَوْا when telling you to proceed, meaning proceed with purpose. Move ahead with some purpose, objective, and have some mission that you wish to accomplish in mind when going towards Jumu'ah. So both of the meanings could be intended here He either came running, rushing into the city. He did not want to delay any further. And also, he had some purpose and some objective that he wished to fulfill. قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. He came and he stood in front of his community. And he announced to them, he instructed to them all. He said to them, اتبعوا المرسلين. Follow the messengers. Follow those who have been sent to you. اتبعوا. Follow. من لا يسألكم أجرا. The one, those who are not asking you for any payment in return. He says, look at these people. They are not asking you for any payment in return. They are not propagating something with the intention of receiving something in return. They are not preaching something with the intention of enjoying some social status. Or they are not here in order to acquire some political strength or something. None of that. They have not come for any material gain whatsoever. That alone should prove that what they are calling you to is something genuine. That alone proves the authenticity of what they are inviting you towards. So the first thing he tells them is follow those who do not ask you any payment. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And indeed, they are the rightly guided one. وَمَالِي. Moving on to the 23rd juz of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues describing the words and advices that he had given to his people. وَمَالِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. He says, and why should I not? What excuse do I have not to worship the one who has created me? He has created me. He's speaking to his people, and now he takes the opportunity to invite them towards Allah. He says, and what excuse do I have not to worship the one who created me? وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to him alone you all will be returned. أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Should I take and adopt other gods besides the one who created me? إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنُ بِضُرٍّ لَا تُغْنِ عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ. If Ar-Rahman wishes to inflict any harm upon me, if Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, wishes any harm to come to me, then these false gods and their intercession cannot benefit me in the least. وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ. And these false gods will not be able to rescue me. Look at your situation, he's trying to tell them. You are suffering from famine and drought. Stop blaming others. Why are your gods not helping you? It is because Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, wanted you to experience this difficulty. And you can see that you are in this difficulty, and the gods whom you worship, their intercession or they themselves cannot remove from you the harm that you are experiencing. They cannot benefit you in the least. Inni idhan lafi dhalalin mubin. He says, in that case, if I were to give up the worship of the one who created me for the worship of the idol, I will then certainly be in manifest error. Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. Indeed, I have brought iman in your Rabb. It's not only my Rabb. I have brought iman in your Rabb. So listen to what I have to say. May Allah grant us the understanding.